pray at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, I want to start off by saying that when I got home from the first church service I went to this morning, I was feeling okay, and then suddenly I started feeling really dizzy. My ears were ringing really loud, and I thought really hard about calling and saying that I wasn't going to make it today. And then I remembered what I wrote in the bulletin that I was preaching about, and I figured I better show up. But I'm going to tell a story first. Has anyone here ever heard of the name Roger Bannister? Roger Bannister, a famous runner. He's from England, and in 1954, if you're not familiar with his name, in 1954, he was the first man to ever run a mile in less than 4 minutes. 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds. That's something. That's a pretty big deal. Now, before he did that, everybody said it was impossible to run a 4 minute mile. It was impossible to run a mile in less than 4 minutes. Nobody had ever done it because it was impossible. And then on May 6, 1954, Roger Bannister does it. And he's not the only person who's done it. Somebody else did it again 2 months later. An Australian named John Landry, 2 months later, did the same thing. And then very shortly after that, the two of them got together and had a race. And Bannister won because Landry, right before he got to the finish line, turned to look and see where Bannister was, and Bannister ran past him. 10 years later, in 1964, an American named John Ryan was the first teenager to run a mile in less than 4 minutes. Teenager, a high school student. The 4 minute mile now doesn't seem like a big deal to anybody. In the last 60 years, there are over 20,000 people have managed to run the mile in less than 4 minutes. One of the records so far is an American named Steve Scott, who has run the 4 minute mile 136 times. And just in 1997, a man from Kenya named Daniel Kamen ran 2 miles in less than 8 minutes. So that's even better. But it used to be completely impossible. A little over 60 years ago, nobody could do it. Now that's inspirational. That's the inspirational kind of thing. I heard this story really, you know, I knew this stuff, but I really heard it put to me well about a month ago when Ruby was testing for her next belt in Taekwondo. And the teacher got up and told them this story about the 4 minute mile. And yes, it's inspirational. And it reminds us of the fact that, that we if we put our minds to it, we can do anything. At least that's the message that he was trying to get across. If I put my mind to it, I can't do a whole lot. If I put my mind to it, I would have stayed home today. My allergies are driving me nuts. You can hear it, right? You can hear it. It's probably sounds different to me. I feel like I'm in a tin can. I'm having trouble hearing myself talk over the ringing in my ears. But the Apostle Paul told us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. I think in the King James Version it says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And when I remembered that that's what I was planning on preaching on today, I knew I had to come. I couldn't take today off because I'm tired and I'm dizzy and my ears are ringing. I'm standing here today to show you that fact. Now, the 4 minute mile, which now seems to be kind of a standard for running, who here thinks I can run a 4 minute mile? No. Well, the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Do you still think I can run a 4 minute mile? No. You see, a lot of people would say, oh, well, you know, you clearly don't have the kind of faith necessary to prove Christ. I'm going to jump back a few verses in Philippians here. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Now, if we put that into context, it's really showing us the fact that we can do anything through Christ if it's the thing he wants us to do. And believe me, if God called me to run a 4-minute mile, he would prepare me to do it. And he would make it possible for me to do it. And he would give me the strength to do it. I am thankful, however, that the Lord has not called me to run a 4-minute mile. He has called me to stand before you today and preach his word. And he has given me the strength and the ability to do that, even though I don't feel particularly well today. And he reminded me to come because I said that's what I was going to tell you today, even though this message is probably going to be pretty short. Jesus preached some of his parables through what he did. And you're seeing before you today kind of a parable. I don't have the strength to do this, but God has the strength to hold me up. You've probably heard me tell you before the fact that I'm a bad public speaker. And yet here I am on Sundays preaching God's word because he has made me able to do it. He has given me the strength. He has given me the courage to stand up in front of people and do this because this is what he wants me to do. I just have to agree to it. He gives me the strength and I stand. Now what about you? How many of you are going to run a 4-minute mile this afternoon? You'll get back to me? Okay. See, I really don't expect anybody here to run the 4-minute mile because I don't think anybody here is called by God to run a 4-minute mile. Thank heavens. I had a buddy in college. His name was Ted Beam, and he went on to become a pastor, and I've tried to track him down, but I haven't been able to find him. But I remember once in school, he was telling me that someday it was his sincere desire and his sincere hope that God would call him to walk on water because he wants to do that. He said, someday I want to walk on water, but I know I can't do that until God calls me to walk on water. And I hope that someday God calls me to walk on water because then I will. He said to me, I've tried to do it on my own and it didn't work. I wonder if he's gotten that chance yet. Anybody here ever walk on water? I haven't. I don't know if I'll ever be called to walk on water or not. That's going to take serious faith for me because I can't swim. It'd be good if I could walk on the water. But what are you called to? What does God give you the strength to do? What has Christ given you the strength to do that you can't do on your own? There's probably something there. One of the problems, though, for us is that even though God gives us the strength, we still need to do it. Paul said that we have the strength to do all things through him. It doesn't say that he's going to do those things for us. We still need to do the things. He calls us to do the things. He can do them, but he calls us to do them. And that way we get to share in a blessing. I consider it a great blessing to have the opportunity to preach the gospel. I love preaching, and I've taken every opportunity I can to do it in any kind of setting I've been able to do it. It's a serious blessing for me. I'm very happy that God has chosen me to do this kind of thing. He doesn't choose everybody to do it, but what has he called you to? What have you been chosen to do? What has he given you the strength to do that you can't do on your own? Next question is, are you doing it? Are you doing it? Robin says she likes to hear me preach because every time I do, it's a miracle. So we all have the opportunity to be miracle workers of some kind. It's a supernatural event that I'm up here. Is there somebody that God is calling you to talk to tell them about the love of Jesus Christ in a supernatural way that you yourself are not capable of, but he'll give you the strength? Has he called you to love someone that is unlovable in a supernatural way to show them that love? Has he called you to be patient with someone in a supernatural way, in a way that you can't be patient to show someone what patience is? A wise man once said that it was a bad idea to pray for patience because you might get it. Did you ever make that prayer? Lord, give me patience and I want it now. You pray for patience and then you have to prove it. What have you been called to? I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. That everything is limited to what I'm called to. That everything is limited to what you're called to in his service. The question is, are we doing it? That thing that we are called to. I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I think we've all made it through those kind of circumstances. We've learned to, and hopefully it was through the strength of Christ that we learned to get through those circumstances. We've learned to get through those kind of situations in our lives, not by our own means, certainly, but we have learned those things. We have gotten down that road. We have made it this far by the grace of God, by the strength of His arm, by Him holding us up sometimes when surely we would fall on our own. He is with us. He has a plan for us. He has something for us to do that proves He's there. There's a miracle right there waiting for every last one of us to experience. Something supernatural that can't be explained by anything other than the presence of God. We can do the impossible, whether it's running a 4-minute mile or sometimes just getting out of bed in the morning. We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Amen.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
The benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And our good and final word today, I think, is strength. I used mine up a long time ago, but it's Christ who gives me the strength to stand here. I can lean on His strength. We can all lean on His strength to do the things that He has called us to, the things that He has blessed us with the opportunity to do. It's up to us, though, to take those opportunities. It's up to us to use the strength that He has given us, whatever that strength for whatever that thing might be. I can't tell you what it is. Hopefully you know. Hopefully in my talking today, it's come across your mind, I should be doing this. Let's pray together in closing. Heavenly Father, we know that You have given us strength. You know You have offered it to us. You have given it to us, and it's up to us to use it. Heavenly Father, please lead us and guide us in what it is we should do. If we don't know what it is, bring it to our heart. If we seem to want to deny it, give us the strength to accept that which You want us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I've been told by some people that if you really want to know what it is God wants you to do, figure it out what it is you don't want to do, it's probably that. I remember sitting in a worship service one Friday night, and my friend Larry Simmons was getting up to talk about Kairos Prison Ministry. And as he was getting ready to speak, I nudged Robin and I said, "I'm not doing no prison ministry." And when he was done, she nudged me and she said, "You're doing prison ministry, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, yes, I am." It's the thing you don't want to do. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Give it a try. Who knows? A miracle could happen. Amen.